take a little bit of time to before we all commence to read Genesis 35. You know, it's always a good habit to read ahead of time to take a little bit of what the Word of God is going to say to us and speak to our hearts, and that's always always wonderful to take note of. Okay. Once again, a couple of reminders. Number one, the anniversary is coming up, and I hope that you can sign up, and we'll be very happy. If you have difficulties along the way and you find it hard to pay, let us know. We'll be very, very, very happy to help. You don't have to let anybody else know. We will keep this absolutely quiet and confidential. Let the pastors know, talk to them, and we'll be more than happy to help out any way we can. Okay? So this is something to look forward to, and then of course we hopefully look forward to the end of the year non-stay-in youth conference. You see, even non-staying can produce problems. Recently, the university program, non-staying in, and suddenly so many people got COVID as well. So we're just going to do everything we possibly can, okay, and to prevent this from spreading further to other people. But let's prepare our hearts for worship. One of the funny things about having hearing aids is that I hear a lot of sounds that I don't want to hear. And the things I want to hear, I cannot hear. Well, there are lots of challenges in life. Sometimes we need to have what we call a reset button. And Genesis 35 is what we call a reset chapter. Now, that sounds absolutely wonderful. If you have a reset, what would you do? If you have a chance to live your life out all over again, as it were, push a reset, what would you do? Now, this is the whole focus of this particular message, of this particular chapter in Genesis 35. And I hope that in your heart you would say, listen, if I am given a reset, if I have a chance to push a button that says restart, would you push it? What would you do? Think about this. Well, that's got to be our focus this afternoon. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that you would give us a second chance in life, a restart, a resetting of our life. And we pray that you will help us to consider how we can go about doing this. And we pray that you will speak to our hearts through the music, through the songs we sing, through the reading of the scriptures, through the prayer made for us. We pray that you will somehow speak to our hearts and help us to feel excited that we can reset our life. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, I'm going to pass this time over to the song leaders as well as the scripture readers and to Pastor Moses to pray for us.
Welcome back to Youth Worship. I'm Olivia, and this is Laureen. And it is so good to be back in the Lord's house, to sing praises to Him, and to learn from His Word. It's our joy to be able to lead you in a time of singing this afternoon. At Youth Worship last week, we learned about God's command to Jacob to return to Bethel. Jacob and his family had failed to exercise their faith after Shechem's evil against Dinah. Instead, Jacob had responded with silence while his sons had committed grave sins. Nevertheless, God allowed Jacob and his family to have a fresh start by going back to Bethel. As Jacob reflected on God's steadfast faithfulness to him throughout his life, his response was to return to God. On the journey to Bethel, God's power was seen in his hand of protection as he shielded Jacob and his family from the danger of the Canaanites. What stands out to me is God's great mercy in allowing sinners to return to him and in the preservation of his people. The first song that we are going to sing is titled "My Soul Will Sing," which is inspired by Psalm 103. If we may refer to the lyrics on pages 6 to 7, the chorus of this song is taken from Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12, which read, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." To imagine how vast God's mercy is towards us is incredible. And this mercy stems from God's unfailing love towards us. The journey of faith is never a smooth sailing one. Looking back, there have been many times of struggle where I felt far away from God because of my sin. But God has always graciously and lovingly drawn me back to Him. I know that sin is something that I will continue to struggle with today, but I'm encouraged to deal with my sin problems and return to God because of His faithfulness towards me. As we take this song together, may we have a fresh appreciation for and praise God for His mercies towards us. As this song is still a relatively new song, we'll take the first verse and first chorus first, and then we'll take the rest of the song more confidently later on.
Thank you for your brave attempt. We have come to the end of June, and half a year has gone past so quickly. And whether we're ready or not, the next 6 months are ahead of us, waiting to be lived out and experienced. For many, the end of June means that it's the start of a more intensive term, and this is especially so for those in Secondary 4 and JC2 who are taking their major exams. For those in university, more than half our summer break is gone, and a new semester awaits. And for those who are working, maybe there just hasn't been a break. And if we were to ask ourselves, what would keep us going as we seek to live out the next 6 months, what would your answer be? And for Sarah Groves, the songwriter of our next song, her answer was God's faithfulness. To give you some context, Sarah Groves wrote this song in the midst of a financial difficulty. And she wrote, "All I have need of, His hand will provide." And this line recurs a few times within the song. His hand will provide. The word "will" meant that God had not provided for Sarah yet. However, she believed beyond her difficulty that the faithfulness of God would see her through. Her faith was not just retrospective, it was in that moment and it was in that difficulty. So, what would keep me going even as I face the next half of 2022? And my answer would be God's faithfulness. I don't know what challenges are ahead of me, but I do know that God's faithfulness has been promised, and it's so evident through the lessons we've been learning at Youth Worship. So
I hope that as you seek to live out the next 6 months, your answer too will be God's faithfulness. It is there morning by morning. It is there season by season. And it's there through the pain and the trials. And God has been faithful the past 6 months, and he will continue to be so. So I hope you appreciate the song lyrics of our next song, He's Always Been Faithful. And since this is also a new song, we will sing the first verse through, and then we'll take verses 2 and 3 after that.
Today, we will be reading from Genesis 35, verses 1 to 15. In this passage, Jacob returned to Bethel, where God appeared to him once again. Jacob's response was heartfelt worship, as his faith in God is renewed. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother." And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves, and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me in the way which I have gone." So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree which was by Shechem.
And he journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Elon Bekuth.
Then God appeared to Jacob again
when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. Also, God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you and to your descendants after you. I give this land." Then God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. So Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him, Bethel.
Afternoon to everyone, and just thank you, song leaders and scripture readers, for what you shared and the reading of the scriptures. Well, this afternoon, as we take some time to pray, we want to take some time also to remember what we've been learning at Youth Worship. We've been learning about problems, problems that can arise from the heart, problems that can arise because of circumstances. But we've also been learning about a God who does not condemn, a God who would graciously help to resolve problems, a God who would be there to guide and to correct. And you know, one lesson that I am learning is really to learn to involve God in the way we deal with problems, to bring God into the picture. And one way in which we can do that is really to pray. And this afternoon, I just want to encourage us all to make prayer a part of the way we deal with problems. We learn about the need to resolve problems. But when it comes to my problem and your problem, like, what are we doing about it? Let us be challenged to pray, to involve prayer in our way, in the way we deal with problems. You know, this morning I had a parent-teacher meeting with my the teacher of my two-year-old girl who goes to playgroup. And one of the things I asked the teacher was, how does she respond and react when she doesn't get what she wants? When people snatch her toys, when she's upset. And the teacher said, you know, my girl, my Kyra, she would always go to the teacher. And she would tell the teacher what happened. And she would ask the teacher for help. And I'm glad. I'm glad for that she doesn't melt down, at least not yet. She doesn't get upset. She doesn't get angry. And she goes to the teacher to help. And the teacher would help her, or the teacher would also correct her when she's wrong. And, you know, as I thought about it, I'm just reminded, if a school teacher can do this for a child, how much more our Heavenly Father? The God that we read in the Scriptures is also Father. As He is God to Jacob, He is also God to us and Father to us. And, you know, we must learn to make prayer a part of the way we deal with problems in our lives. And so, young people, this is the prayer that we want to make this afternoon, that we would learn to relate to God so much more in prayer, that we would learn to involve prayer even as we seek to resolve the problems in our lives. Well, let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we want to thank You that You are God who loves us and You are also Father to us. And Father, we recognize that as young people, there are problems in our lives, problems that can come from weaknesses within us, problems that can arise from influences, problems that can arise from the circumstances that we face. But in all these problems, Lord, we know that we can turn to You in prayer. We can resolve these problems with Your help. And Father, we pray that You would teach our young people to involve prayer in the way we deal with problems in our lives, to seek You humbly, to be corrected when we are wrong. And we pray that through this all, we will grow so much more. We will increase in our faith and our understanding of how we ought to live. We pray that You will just challenge us and bless us. We ask that You also bless the word that we'll hear this afternoon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, we are going to look at Genesis 35 again. But remember, we are going to think about this whole idea of reset. Why reset? And for, if you look at it very carefully, it's reset a number of times. Look at Genesis 28, right? Run away from Esau, a time to reset his life, right? So then he worked for Laban, father-in-law, for at least 20 years, and not much was reset. So then in Genesis 32, he came out of that, came out of Paddan Aram, and the Lord met with him and told him, your name is not going to be Jacob anymore, it's going to be Israel, reset. Okay, they travel all the way to Shechem, and what a mess. Genesis 35 is reset all over again. The question is, what would you do with a reset? You see, many of us think of reset, okay, if you had lived all over again, what would you like to be? And you say, well, I want to be a cat. That's not what we mean. Okay, so this reset thing here is not if I have a chance to relive my life. Not going to happen. You're not going to do He said, oh, if I knew better, I would have done my PSLE better and get 300. That's not what we mean. Okay, O-level, you know, you're going to be, wow, blazing scores. And that's not what we mean. Right? Because you had your chance, and let us say that you blew it, and things didn't turn out well. What is reset? Now, it's not relive your life. It's where do we go from here, what we do next. So it's not reset as in everything you get a chance to do all over again. But reset in a sense of, listen, if they had stayed in Shechem, they would have been massacred. But the terror of the Lord protected them. Otherwise, you just imagine all the enemies there. Wow, that's going to be a terrible situation. And that happens. But they're not going to get that. So what do we do with this reset? Well, let's take a look at this text here very carefully, and we will catch a glimpse of what that is all about. Okay? So the Lord's word to him was, go back to Bethel. Now, what is this reset all about? First, you got to go back to your spiritual roots. Now, not go back to Isaac. That's not going to happen. Because father and son relationship, not so good. Not much can be done there. All right? Let's face it. But you can start where you can start. Bethel. So he went back to, this is going back to Isaac, no use, because there was no spiritual spark there. No spiritual beginning. Bethel was a spiritual beginning. So if you want to reset, you must reset the spiritual button. Put down there, spiritual button, reset. Go back to Bethel again. That is important. Okay, so that's the first part of it. Now, what is the next part of it? And we have to ask ourselves how this actually works. Okay, so we read, the Lord appeared to Jacob again. So place Bethel again, right? He's been to Bethel before. So now Bethel again. Now that's important. I like to reread books, actually. Have you ever tried? Most of the times when you read your school textbook, reread or full. But sometimes books can be reread and then say, wow, this is really interesting. I didn't see this before. Now I'm seeing it again. Reread. This time, Bethel, look for something else different. Okay, so now God is different. Bethel is different. Actually, it's the same. But because of the reset button, it's a bit different. I think that is important. So we need to look at this idea of God appearing to Jacob again. See, sometimes when God gives us one experience, we don't really understand it. So God needs to give us another experience of the same thing. Maybe we learn it better. You understand what I'm trying to say? In fact, if you read the Gospels, you'll find that the Lord Jesus actually taught and retaught and retaught the disciples again and again and again because they didn't get it. Feed 5,000, didn't get it. Feed 4,000, did you get it? Now, that's important. Heal a blind man, didn't get it. A second blind man, did you get it? Now, unfortunately, a lot of us are pretty slow when it comes to spiritual matters. So God has to repeat. Okay, let's go back to Bethel again. Okay, so God appears to Jacob again. Now, much of resetting is relearning. Unfortunately. But it's necessary. It's humble pie. Right? But
The best pies are humble pies, non-fattening. Think about this. Right? Now, here is what God is going to say. Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore. Right? When was this reset? Of course. Chapter 32. Your name, not Jacob, Israel. Now have to repeat. Your name is Jacob, yes. Birth name. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore. Okay? Then Israel shall be your name. This is 35. Now this was actually said earlier. 32:28. Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. You have struggled with God and man. You have prevailed. Okay. Now, the first time round, it's just like getting used to a new name. You get used to it. You really can't tell what that name is. Okay, and you know, you read about spy stories, right? So they assume different names and call it, okay, your name is called Jacob. And then go, hello, Jacob, huh? Who's that? And you give the game away because you're not into it. You understand what I'm trying to say? You have to understand that's how it works. In the past, when Germany wanted to conquer the world, and they sent spies to England, there were a number of ways in which they knew that they were spies. How? You give them sauerkraut. Straight away, you know this is German. Because the British people don't like sauerkraut. That's one. Right? You see the whole problem? And then they also go and raid in them in suspected houses. And wake them up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Pour cold water. If you are German, you will jump up and say, Achtung. Right? But if you are British, you use different words. You see what I'm trying to say? You might say, Blimey. Or something. And you know that you are totally British and not German. Now, this is something that you want to think about. Your name is no longer Jacob. It's Israel. The problem is that sometimes we forget. The Lord tells us, you are born again. You are now a Christian. You are a disciple. You follow the Lord Jesus. And then we go back to our old ways. See, that's our problem. The old ways die hard. And we don't know how to get out of it. Can you see what I'm trying to get at? So this reset is necessary. First, reset faith in God. Reset a place where God is. Right? Reset. Change name. You are not Jacob anymore. You are now Israel. In Israel, you prevail. You rise above your circumstances. You don't get sunk under the circumstances. You win. You are not a loser. Come on, get out of it. But Jacob was still Jacob. Why? He did not get that reset. It's just, okay, reset. I know where the button is. Push it. Knowing where the button is without pushing it, no use, right? You gotta push it, and that is important. And this was not done, and the Lord had to say to him, okay, now this is important. Can you see what I'm trying to say? So reset. Now, this reset is absolutely important. Now, then we have what we call also. Now, these things are actually, none of these things are new. For example, God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful, multiply." These things are not said, these are not new things in any way. So how do we understand this? You see, some of us, we may say, well, I know about God. Yeah, you may know about God. So when God says, "I am God Almighty," what does that mean to you? Blank. That is the problem. Right? So when you take a look at reset button, once you reset it, it's not the same anymore. Right? You have a new screen. You have everything new. Unfortunately, we don't understand that very well. And this is something that we need to look at. I am God Almighty. Right? Now, did Jacob know this already? Yes. God kept him. God let him see two sets of angels on two occasions. God was protecting him, keeping him from all those things that could have harmed the family. What does it tell you? Now, there's theory and there is experience. Not the same. I am God Almighty. Now, this is important. You see, much of Jacob's life has been just fear, mistake, weakness. God, was God real to him? Yes, but mostly theory. Jacob, let's move away from the theory stuff. Let's get down to real stuff. I am God Almighty. So, how does it work? Reset, how does this work? Now you begin to, do you realize that in real life, what you study in primary school, you actually study in secondary school. You realize this? Except deeper. Except more knowledge, right? I mean, you study about all these things. Geography, the countries don't change. The land is the land, the sea is the sea, all the things. But now you study a lot of other things. And why confuse you? That's where the depth comes in now. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, wait a minute. He's already got 11 children plus one girl. Be fruitful and then multiply 12 more? No. You see? There are lessons to be learned in reset mode. And reset mode, you have to work at it a bit differently. How do you do this? I am God Almighty. Be fruitful, multiply. What is this all about? So it's not the children that you have. Okay, this lot, not very good, right? Better change them. This is not what it means. Give them some, give to the Hittite, give to the Hivite, give away. All no good. By the time he gives, everybody's good. No one left. That's not the point. Now, what is this reset? The reset is the ability to see beyond the present. Now, this is not easy. Right? Now, this is absolutely not easy. So I'm always amazed at some people who have lost their legs. Right? They just think, wow, phantom pain. Have you heard of phantom pain? Well, you imagine pain. Actually, there's nothing there, you know, but you still feel the pain. They call it phantom pain. Okay. What about people who put in steel things and then run faster and better? My goodness, that is a whole new range. Right? Now, one day I heard BBC One News of this guy who ran. He did not just run fast. He ran backwards. Can you imagine? 1 mile, 4 minutes, backwards. Are you serious? What, he won't he fall down? No, he has got this view, rear view, and he can run backwards. How can he run backwards 1 mile, 4 minutes? How can he do that? I cannot even run forward 4 minutes. He can run backwards 4 minutes. Why? But he's a champion. Why? He's the only one. You just imagine. But the fact is that he is doing something that is just absolutely different. He was not perturbed by it. See, this is what God was saying to Jacob. But you know, when you look at your son as a father, this one Simeon, Levi, really horrible, right? And then you look at all the sons. I mean, he grow old and tired. No. Jacob, don't look at it like, I am God Almighty. Can you think beyond this? A nation, a company of nations shall proceed from you. Wow. Kings shall come from your body. I mean, that kind of reset button is absolutely astonishing. Now, you just think, I mean, when you were PSLE, doing a P6, did you think yourself, you don't know whether you passed PSLE. Then you thought, yeah, O-level. And you pressured yourself to A-level. The A-level, then university. And then you just wonder what else. See, most of us progress like that. But we don't know how to go and look beyond what God is saying. Imagine a nation, a company of nations shall proceed from you. What is that all about? Wow. That is impossible to even imagine. Then it went on further. Kings shall come from your body. Anyone there a king? No. But a king shall come. Wow, are you serious? Kings. That is absolutely amazing. What is God calling Jacob to do? You see, sometimes we cannot think beyond the level of thoughts that we have. We cannot think beyond. Try to look beyond what it is, starting from, I am God Almighty. See, the problem is we cannot imagine that it can happen, but it can. But remember, we need to reset the spiritual mode, the button. Two, we need to learn how to live up to our new name, Israel, prevail. Three, God Almighty, and see what God can do for you. Just like we tell our children, see what God can do for you. You know, and we sing this, and then we sing it happily, but then we forget the meaning of it all. What is the possibility? And then, of course, the land of Canaan. This is important. One of the longest lasting prime minister was a man called Netanyahu. He's not a great prime minister personally, morally, but he lasted so many years. So a new man wanted to come in, and this is no good. I'm going to be a better prime minister. And so his name's called Bennett. And he didn't even last 3 years. No confidence vote, he's out. What's he going to do? He says, I quit. That guy, the other guy, had been there for more than 10 years. And this one, less than one third, he's gone. See, a lot of us are like that. We don't know. We give up so easily. We just think our own thoughts. And to us, reset means do the same thing all over again. No, it's not. Can we overcome? The Lord said, I'm going to give you the land of Canaan, not Shechem. Why think on the here and now? Think nation. Think kings. Think company. It's very hard. Now, this is what reset is all about. Reset is not, let's do it all over again and then make the same mistakes. If we do it all over again, make the same mistakes, then it's not reset. It's just replication. You're just making a replica of the same mistake. No. God's kind of reset begins with spiritual, begins with you, your name, begins with what God can do as God Almighty, and guess what He can do? Things that you could not even possibly imagine. But this is what God can do. Okay, now, what is Jacob going to do? Now, this is absolutely important. So this is how he responded. And we all need a response. You have a reset, you need a response. So what did he do? Okay, this time he set up a pillar in a place where he had talked with God. So he made up a pillar of stones. And then he poured a drink offering on it and poured oil on it. Now, really very similar to Genesis 28. What's the difference now? The difference is not different colored stones. The difference is not number of stones. Those things are just physical differences. It's not important. What is the difference? It's not here. The difference is inside. It's not there. So what does it mean now? Well, first, he took a drink offering and he poured on it. Second, he took oil and he poured on it to confirm. Can you see this? Once, look at Genesis 28. That was a simple thing. Because there was no experience, little knowledge, nothing much. Right? Now, this is 20 over years later. There's a lot of mistakes made, a lot of other problems there. And then this time round, he called it Bethel. Same. On the outside, it's all the same. Stone, stone, pillar, pillar. You know, dedication, dedication. What is the difference? The difference is an internal thing. How do you know it's going to be different? Well, this is important. You can imagine. I think of three things that would now be, if I were to go to a reset, I know what I'm going to do. One, there will come a renewal. This week I was actually quite ill. I couldn't speak like this. So I literally have to gear myself, aiming Saturday. I have to speak. So during the week, don't speak. Use, that's one. Two, gonna use more diaphragm voice than throat voice. So therefore you see a lot more strength, not because it's now diaphragm using much more consciously, renewal. There comes determination. I'm going to do this. Right? But there comes a third part. There's got to be a renouncing of all those things that he has. He didn't take as much care of his children as he should have. They snuck in all those idols in and he didn't even know about it until later on. Hey, this one was sticking it out. Hey, you also, come on, give me your stuff. Get out of it. He's got to change, obviously. If you have a reset, you have a chance to reset, what would you do? I know what I must do, right? I have a reset. This is 49th year, at the end of it all. To me, it's been a very humbling week, realizing, my goodness, I am physically not as strong or as healthy as I'd like to think I am. Okay, renewal. I've got to improve my health. Lots better than I am right now. What can I do? I've got to reset a number of things. Okay, obviously, I cannot carry on just being sedentary because I'm not going to get ill faster. Stop. I've got to do something more. What do I need to do? Whatever I need to think about, to pray about, because I am going to reset this button. Can this be done? I want to do it. I want a new walk with God. I want a new relationship with God. I want a new awareness of God. I want to know my own weaknesses lots more. I want to know what I can do to improve in every way I can. If I'm going to push a reset, I'm going to do it better. I must. Otherwise, I'm going to going back to Jacob. I'm not going to see possibilities. I'm not going to see a company of nations. I'm not going to be able to see kings. I'm not going to be able to see a lot of things that will come that God said he would do. Simply because he is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Think about this. If you have a reset, what would you do? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are a wonderful God who will allow us time and again to reset our whole life. And Lord, we know we need to reset our spiritual button. We know that we need to go deeper. We know that we need to do that which we should have done a long time ago. We pray this afternoon that you will speak to our hearts. And though everything on the outside may seem normal, we will see a difference. And that difference will be deeply spiritual. And we are just going to do this. Help us to understand what it means to have a new change of heart, of mind, of name. Help us to think about the changes that can take place beginning today. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, I really hope that you will do something with your life. Okay, one, all those not so good things, put them aside. Seriously, get rid of those things which are hindering you. One. Two, restart, renew, do something different. Right? I really hope that you will, and begin with God. And let whatever place it is, it's called Bethel. You don't need to go and set up, buy stones and set up. You don't need to do things. It's not external. It's inside you. Okay? And have a wonderful weekend. And I'm looking forward to seriously. So next time when you come in, you say, and last time I walk in slowly. Now walk in brightly. It's a new start. Sing brightly. Right? Smile a little bit. Come and say hello to me. You know, something that you've never done before. Do something new. I think that's important. Try. Okay? Right. Have a wonderful weekend.